Good morning. It's 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have joining me in the studio this morning two folks from Sitka Conservation Society, Scott Harris, he's the Watershed Program Manager, and Erin Fulton. She's the Tongass Forest Assessment Mapping Resident, which I got that completely wrong, I'm sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Such long formal titles. Erin, redeem me. What is your title?
Tongass Forest Asset Mapping Resident.
Asset.
Pretty much the same thing.
Reading. It's not my forte. So you have a survey that's out and about, and I know we've been reading on the community calendar about going online to SurveyMonkey. Scott, maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. We put an insert in the Sentinel last Friday, and we're asking everyone to let us know their opinion about forest and stream restoration and help us prioritize different locations in all across the Tongass and in the Sitka community use area to prioritize for restoration work.
And why is it important to have sort of a lot of collaboration on this? Why not just have folks who always go in those areas?
Well, we've been SCS, we've been partnering with the Forest Service and other local folks for a few years now to do that, to prioritize restoration and actually advocate for some restoration work, even as far as finding money, grant money to make projects happen. But a lot of us, when we get together and meet at the table with these partnerships, literally a lot of us are paid to be there. But, it's all about involving the public as much as we possibly can. And so this survey is one tool for us to really involve everyone as much as we can in these efforts.
And Erin, you were hired specifically to work on this?
Yeah, exactly. The asset map is actually a brainchild of the Economic Development Council, or the collaboration group. Basically, to get information from the survey that's out right now, so from all the residents who decide to take it, information from Alaska Fish and Game, from the U.S. Forest Service, just to get an idea of where everyone is for the community use area, so where the residents have priorities for restoration, where the Forest Service is planning to do timber harvests, the best watersheds for salmon habitat, just so everyone's on the same page and can actually move forward with information and have a place to start for collaboration.
And speaking of that, it sounds like you definitely need a timeline for this. Otherwise, this could just go on and on and on. So what sort of time frame are you looking at, and when should this survey be completed?
The survey we're hoping to be completed within the next couple months. For the map itself, we're hoping to have it up online, probably on the Sitka Conservation Society website, as an interactive information center. So we're hoping by early next year to have that up and running. And also the goal is that it's not going to be something that's static, that as things change with residents, with the Forest Service, with Fish and Game, it'll be updated, so it'll always be useful.
Scott, who's the audience for this map?
Well, the map was came out of the Collaborative Stewardship Group, and that group has been going for a couple years now, and it's composed of SCS, the Forest Service, the city government, CETA, different business groups as well around Sitka. And one of the ideas they had is a lot of people are interested in doing work in the forest in Sitka, but in a way, this map is trying to demystify the Forest Service process. You know, they have lots of information, but it can be a challenge for contractors, local business people, people that want to get involved to translate it to their terms. So we're basically trying to take all this information, and this is an idea that came out of the collaborative group. You know, the people were asking for this. It wasn't SCS asking for this. They're asking for a way to see, like, what projects are happening soon, what projects might happen 2 or 3 years from now. So if an individual or a business wants to do work in the forest, they could actually know how to, you know, invest in their business or how to plan for the future. So that's one thing we hope to try to do with this asset. And I like to call it an opportunity map. The word asset map came out of that group, but, you know, it's also an asset what we have, but also opportunities for people to be actually working in the forest on sustainable, you know, responsible forest projects.
Is it unusual that this is a collaborative effort? Have other communities created such a thing?
Actually, I'm not that familiar. Maybe, Erin.
I think They're hoping to do a similar project in Wrangell. I'm not exactly sure what the status is on it currently. I'm actually hoping to get in contact with them sometime this week to see if we can, you know, trade tips or data sources or whatever. But yeah, this is pretty new idea that we're doing right now. So it's kind of exciting. Hopefully it'll catch on so we can have all communities within Southeast Alaska doing something like this. Just so not only can communities plan, but communities can plan together for things.
And I have a paper copy of the survey in front of me. I have to tell you, brevity is what I see.
That was our goal.
Yeah. No, it's terrific. It's very simple to complete. There's really a total of 8 questions. And the 8th one is any comments.
That's
and
right.
7 is how did you learn about the survey? It's quick and easy to do. So how do people actually complete the survey?
Well, they can grab the insert that was in the paper, and they can drop it off at either the SCS office or at Highliner Coffee or 4J's or Cruise Off Espresso.
So if you're getting your coffee anyway.
That's right.
It's the perfect to drop off locations.
And there will be blank copies there as well after today.
Good.
Or they can go online and do it on SurveyMonkey. A lot of people these days are familiar with SurveyMonkey, and the link is SurveyMonkey/S/Restoration-Sitka. And they can do it online too.
So it's nice, quick and easy. A little bit of instant gratification for your results. And how will folks know that the interactive map is complete, ready to view? You're going to do a big party, ribbon cutting?
Oh, yeah. We'll let everybody know. Yeah.
Yeah, the grand unveiling will date to be announced.
That's terrific. And I know SCS has a lot of events coming up.
Yeah, for example, Halloween, we're having a Tongass-themed dress as a Tongass character event.
Yeah, whether that be trees, deer, maybe a Forest Service ranger, whatever. We're having, from 4 to 6 in front of our office, so right next to Old Harbor Books. We're going to be taking pictures and judging these as kids' themes. So if adults want to dress up too, we won't discourage, but the prizes were only going to be for the kids that participate. And we have a couple different gift certificates available for Harry Race and at Old Harbor Books. So yeah, just a little chance to get your wild side out for the kids.
Have fun. If you're still from the Parade of the Species, you could probably recycle that costume
a little bit.
Zhuzh it up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And coming up next month?
We have our annual Wild Foods Potluck on the 29th of November. That's a week after Thanksgiving. So, you know, you can eat turkey that one Thursday, then the next Thursday you can go get your Wild Foods fix by going to the annual Wild Foods Potluck. And that's usually a really popular event and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and this year we're planning a watershed theme for the Wild Foods Potluck. So it'll be both delicious and educational, with all the different tables are going to have information about different watersheds within the community use area. So again, trying to get people talking and collaborating right off the bat about things in the community use area and why we love it here.
And you like to have a lot of different people from the community come and participate
yes.
in your events.
That's right, yeah.
Terrific. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Scott and Aaron, talking about this SCS survey. You can go to the following locations to pick it up: SCS Office, Highliner Coffee, 4J's Coffee, Cruise Off Espresso. You can also check it out online at surveymonkey.com/S/restoration-Sitka. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.